The number of STEM jobs, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, have sped past the number of non-STEM jobs by 3 times since 2000. And experts say there might not be enough graduates in those fields to fill the jobs. Look around at how many times a day you touch a computer, tablet, phone. These industries are accelerating so much that these high school kids will have jobs that don't even exist yet, said Kenneth Hecht, the leader of the National STEM Honor Society, a membership program that engages students from kindergarten into their career in STEM project-based learning. STEM covers both high-tech and long-established professions. For example, STEM jobs in demand include those in cloud computing, informatics, and other software developers that write code for computation. They also include occupations for actuaries, cartographers, critical care nurses, and epidemiologists. Jobs in the medical and healthcare fields have boomed because of the COVID-19 pandemic as populations age, but traditionally, computer technology or tech is the number one major that international students pursue within STEM, according to a study by the Institute of International Education. Jobs in computer and information technology are projected to grow 11% from 2019 to 2029, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics website, much faster than the average for all occupations. These occupations are projected to add about 531,200 new jobs to the U.S. workforce by 2029. Jobs in cloud computing, big data, and information security will be in high demand, according to BLS. Recent enrollment declines because of the COVID-19 pandemic have slowed the pipeline between graduates and jobs, as most international students rode out the pandemic in their home countries. But recent graduates who land STEM jobs show greater availability and higher salaries. One problem, though, is many graduates have a proficiency in tech skills but lack people skills, said Sahil Jain, senior enterprise architect at Adobe. This means they are good at coding. You can give them a digest code, they will do it very well, but they cannot speak to the senior leadership at the customer side. Jain explains that both soft and hard skills are necessary to do well in emerging technology jobs, yet students often excel at one or the other, not both. That means they are good at speaking, but when it comes to technicalities, the customer brings his architects on the call. "Oh, tell me how this will work. Can you give me some architectural aspects as well?" That is where the big gap is, he explained. In addition, Jain said the STEM job market is crowded with numerous evolving technologies. The industry is evolving a lot. It's no longer only cloud computing based. There are many, many areas of blockchain, a way to code to enhance the security of the information. Even with initiative to alert students to STEM opportunities like NSTEM, there were an estimated 2.4 million positions and filled in STEM fields in 2018, according to a study by Impact Science, a California teacher-founded initiative to engage young students with science. Being on the educational side, these numbers are well-published and well-recognized in the world, and the question is, and has been, what do you do about it? Hecht asked. If you look at the differences in ethnicities and gender, it would be even worse, which inspires one of NSTEM's missions to help close equity divisions in STEM, he added. An April 2021 study by the National Foundation for American Policy found that enrolling more international undergraduate students does not crowd out U.S. students at the average American university and leads to an increase in the number of bachelor's degrees in STEM majors awarded to U.S. students. Each additional 10 bachelor's degrees across all majors awarded to international students by a college or university leads to an additional 15 bachelor's degrees in STEM majors awarded to U.S. students, the study found. The data suggests that U.S. students are more likely to major in STEM fields if they go to school with international students. In much of the U.S., STEM graduates are in short supply. The students who graduate with a STEM major typically earn more than other graduates, especially early in their careers, according to the NFAP study. The finding here that the presence of international students actually increases the number of U.S. students graduating with a STEM major is another reason to encourage international students to come to the United States, stated Madeline Zavodny, the study's author. America's future competitiveness depends on attracting and retaining talented international students. According to companies like Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and Twitter, with other parties in a group letter to Immigration and Customs Enforcement in July 2020, ICE had announced it would revoke international student visas during the COVID-19 pandemic if those students were not in person to study on campus.